Ed Richards from the Doggies has been good enough to join us on Sunday Crunch Time. Ed, welcome to you and congratulations on the win yesterday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. I mean, back-to-back wins for the first time since last year's finals series. We've spoken a lot about the inconsistencies of the Dogs and that search for the consistency. Do you feel now this might be a platform for you and the team to gain some momentum from here?
Yeah, I definitely hope so. I mean, as you said, we've been struggling to find that sort of week-to-week consistency. So it was good to get sort of two wins in a row for once. I mean, I haven't been a part of a couple wins in a row since last year. So it was really, really promising and really, really good performance by us yesterday.
I mean, in particular for you, you had an excellent game. I know that last year, just the five games for you, you broke your ankle in a VFL pracky match and it was a very interrupted season. How frustrating was that for you? And just talk about, you know, where you've come to now settling into that new position in the back line.
Yeah, it was extremely frustrating last year, obviously, not getting as much playing time as I'd like, whether that was VFL or AFL. Just being on the sidelines for majority of the year. But I feel like I've been able to settle myself well this year in that playing off the half back, just complimenting a few of the boys down there, Bailey Dow and obviously Caleb, who are exceptional users of the footy. So, just trying to complement and just be a strong defensive force for the boys around me.
Ed, Brenton Sanderson here. Well played yesterday, mate. And the Suns really came at you a couple of times there. Like, you got out to a nice little buffer and they just showed a bit of grit and determination. They kept coming. But you personally, 11 marks yesterday, 20 disposals. You look like you're so comfortable in that position now. Is this where you see your future lying now?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely see myself playing in that defence. I mean, it was... just one of those days for me. I think I was reading the ball so well towards the back end of the game that just sort of fell in my lap a few times, which I was lucky enough to be standing there. But definitely see myself playing the halfback with a few of the boys down there. I feel like we're going to start gelling. We've had a good sort of couple of the Port game defensively for us was quite disappointing. So we've sort of had to go back to the drawing board a bit there. And then, the last 2 weeks have been quite strong defensively. But, yeah, full credit to the Suns. I mean, they came at us the whole day and they've been playing some good footy. So we had to respect them and really sort of take it up to them. Like you said, we had that little nice little buffer. But, they kept coming right until the last sort of 2 minutes there, which was tough to combat.
Now, footy is so competitive, we know that. And does it feel like, well, for me watching yesterday, are you keeping Bailey Williams out of defence? I mean, he played a very good game yesterday, but in a slightly different role.
He played really well yesterday on the wing. I don't know if I'm keeping him out of defence. I mean, he's obviously a great defender. I think he's just trying to find a new role with Bailey. He's obviously a super player. I think Bevo's just trying a few new things, having, sort of struggling with that wing spot, sort of trying to keep someone there. So I think Bailey was just a good option. He's a good sort of versatile player, good all-round player. So he was a good option for the wing spot.
Yeah, he was fantastic. And I tell you another player, and if I'm a Bulldogs fan, I'm really excited about these two young men, which obviously we don't know much about yet, but the other player I liked across halfback yesterday was Luke Cleary. His 16 disposals, 6 marks. He looked really balanced and might have a fairly strong competitive edge about him as well.
Yeah, he's a very silky mover, Lukey. So he's done well in just his second game. He's slotted in nicely. We've sort of been trying to help him and get him going, get him confidence in his, because he's only played a little amount of footy. He was really, really nice yesterday.
And the other one I really liked too, and he was across half forward, kicked two goals, 16 disposals as well. Robbie McComb, he looks like he's got a bit of grunt about him as well.
yeah, he's nice and tough, Rob. He's yeah, he played well yesterday as well. Nice and efficient in front of goal, which is good. We went amazing yesterday in terms of goal to points differential, but yeah, he was great as well yesterday.
So what about that? The goal kicking, and I know it'd be frustrating your fans. So you kicked, I think it was no goal six from outside 40 yesterday. So is it sometimes just the way that the opposition defend? Like you just can't get those good looks inside forward 50. Is it? I know that coaches would be reluctant to bring it up about your inaccuracy this season, but is it just a little bit about your system going inside 50?
Yeah, I definitely think that has something to do with it. I think the closer you get to goal, it's easier to kick them. So I think we've just got to practice, you know, hit the training deck this week and just practice, you know, shots outside 40. I think you said, what did you say?
Zero goals six from outside 40, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's just saying we've got to work on it because you never know, it could hurt us later in the year. But it's always good to sort of have as many shots as we sort of did. And it's tough sort of getting the ball in and not converting and having to defend again. But I think that if we just, you know, keep at it, then we should be right. We should kick some more goals. I mean, Naughty had a influential first half,
yep.
Which was great to see, and got himself on the scoreboard. So yeah, hopefully we can just, you know, keep working at it and become more efficient towards the back end of the year.
On Aaron Norton, he was unstoppable. We spoke about that, Sando, didn't we? In that first half, I mean, he was all over Sam Collins in particular in that first quarter. It wasn't as influential in that second term. There was a lot of niggle. He was sort of getting blocked off the ball a little bit. In a situation like that, when you see, you know, your star forward struggling, does he need more help from his teammates? What can you do as a teammate to kind of help him out in that situation? And I guess it would be also easy for him to kind of drop his head and get really frustrated with the situation.
He's obviously such a key player for us. So it's difficult when you sort of see him. Well, I guess he never really struggles. He's always somehow finds a way to get a hand to it, which is still amazes me. But yeah, I think the boys did quite a good job yesterday just trying to create a contest, which is something that we struggled with earlier in the year against Adelaide down in Ballarat. So that was the key focus just for the forwards this week, just trying to get the ball to ground, trying to make a contest. So I think all in all, they did a great job. And Naughty especially, you know, like I said, he had an influential first half, and then some of the stuff he does off the ball as well goes sort of unnoticed. So he would still have been doing that in the second half, I'm sure, and getting us good looks at goal.
So you're 5-5 now, just outside the top eight. And we talked about, you know, those two wins in a row and stringing that together. You still got maybe Tim English to come back in last week. I know he's been battling that awful flu virus that's gone around struggled to come back. I mean, it's going to be great to get him back in the side. But where do you think, you know, you are as a group heading into the bye, and that might give you a good chance to reset. But are you confident, and is the belief still there that you can really push into finals footy?
Yeah, we're definitely very confident. I mean, the makeup of the team's changed a little bit from last year, just with a few boys being out with injuries and illnesses with Timmy as well. So we're hoping to get a few boys back and really strengthen up all our line sort of, and then really make a strong case for the finals later in the year with the back half after the bye.
Ed, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Crunch Time. Congrats again on the win yesterday, and best of luck next week.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.